Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving. From stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. You are so welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching us in the archives. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means that whenever you're listening, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. I talked to someone last night who said that she listened to podcasts of Out of the Fog while she was cleaning other people's houses. That's amazing. Whenever you're listening, whatever you're doing, you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour makes you think, lights a little fire under you, and helps you move forward. Now, have you ever thought about who would play you if they did a movie of your life? I have always kind of secretly thought that Maggie Smith would be a good stand-in for me. Now, maybe that's wishful thinking on my part. If you've been watching Downton Abbey, and she's, oh my goodness, she's fabulous. I think she's one of the best actors out there. If you've been watching Downton Abbey, the way she sails through that with so much composure and the snappy comeback, maybe that's more what I want than who would represent me if they did a movie of my life. But I'm going with Maggie Smith. My guest on today's show is Amy O'Brien, and she's come up with this very cool way of applying the three-act structure of film to the art of personal transformation. She's the author of the upcoming book, Star in Your Own Life Story. And Amy will be joining us for the first 45 minutes of the program, and in the last segment, I think I'll give something away. So stick with me. I'll introduce you to Amy in just a moment, but first, would you please ramble on over to FogCityPsychic.com and click on everything? There's a ton of stuff going on in my world right now. And you can find out about where you can hear me on this show and other people's shows. Trade me your email address for a free guided meditation. Learn about upcoming classes and events. See a gigantic photo of me. Ooh, and much more. One of the things that brings me joy every single month is the Out of the Fog Salon. That is an online gallery reading for a small group of people where everybody on the call gets a short personal reading and we all have a blast in the process. I love reading in a group because I feel that the energy that the people bring to it raises the vibration. It makes my work easier as an intuitive. I feel lifted up by that, and I think it enhances the experience of the other people in the group as well. The next online gallery reading is on Saturday, the 16th of February, and I would love to see you there. You can click the link on the homepage at FogCityPsychic.com to be magically transported to a place where you can get more details and sign up. I hope to see you there. And now, Amy Beth O'Brien is the founder of Star in Your Own Life Story Coaching. She's passionate about helping men and women step into their starring role as a leader in business and in life. Her mission is to transform lives. Amy's the four-time award-winning author of a relationship book and award-winning speaker and consultant. She's the creator of the on-demand Rescript Your Life e-course and the author of the soon-to-be-released book, Star in Your Own Life Story, a 10-step guide to overcoming obstacles, achieving your dreams, and becoming your best self. You can find out more about Amy and her work at starinyourownlifestory.com. Amy, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you very much, Karen, and thank you for inviting me to be on your show. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh, you're very welcome. One of the best things about this show, one of the things I love the most about this platform, this format, is the chance to connect with people who are doing interesting work and help them get their message to a bigger audience. So I'm really glad you're here.
Thank you.
You've said that it was when you connected the dots in your own life that that's what kind of led you to a place where you had that insight to help other people. I'm wondering, will you share a little of your personal story of how you came to this work?
Yeah, sure, I'd be happy to. We learn so much through our relationships and our work in general, and I came to this work kind of a combination of both places. I was in a relationship, I guess it was 10 years ago now, so it's going back quite a ways. And I was in a relationship that wasn't working, and I did what a lot of us do when we're in a relationship that we really intuitively know isn't right for us, and that is that I tried to make it work. And I affectionately refer to this relationship as death by a thousand petty annoyances.
Oh, no.
This man kind of drove me crazy, but I had young children at the time. I was divorced, and I really didn't want to go through another breakup. But one day I was in Target, and I was putting my items up on the belt, and I was just glancing at the celebrities on the tabloids, and I had this thought. It just popped into my head. What if your life were a movie and people were watching you? Would they be inspired by your character, or would they be frustrated? And I decided in that moment that I was not playing the starring role in my life. I was playing the victim role, and I was playing kind of the supporting player in someone else's story to the detriment of myself. And when I just had this complete shift in perspective, I began to make a lot of changes. I stopped putting up with mistreatment. I started to assert myself and really started to honor my own dreams. And I ended the relationship. I moved on. And it was about a year later that I had this urge to start writing. I realized I had this ongoing story playing in my head about the time years before when I found my ex-husband at another woman's apartment. And at the time I was a young mom, I had two children under two, oh. And it was a really traumatic period in my life. And I realized that I'd never, even though I'd moved on, for some reason I couldn't let go of this story. And it's one of the things that I found with my clients, is that we all have, however many years you've been on this planet, that's how many stories you have. Yet there are certain stories that are always kind of lingering there, like our mind doesn't want to let them go. And I just felt like if I could somehow write about this moment in time, maybe that would help me release it. And I saw it as a movie. I saw it kind of as a moving picture. So I had a lot of self-doubt. You know, my inner critic, as I like to call it, the inner film critic, was, you know, really saying to me, what are you doing? You're wasting your time. But I started to study film. I started to study this react structure of film. And I studied the transformation of character. And I ended up basically writing a fictional story about that moment in my life and turned it into a complete screenplay called Stitches. And, you know, it wasn't meant to be a movie. I don't really believe it was ever meant to actually be produced. So I formatted it as a book and kind of put it aside, and I realized that, you know, the reason was going to come to me, why I wrote this thing, and I realized it's because it helped me get over it. I wasn't thinking about it anymore. And I knew I wanted to share what I learned about looking at your life from this perspective of, you know, sitting in the audience's seat and looking at your life from the subjective viewpoint. And also script writing, the process of writing, being the screenwriter. And I developed a book called Stuck with Mr. Wrong, 10 Steps to Starring in Your Own Life Story, which is all about getting unstuck from a bad relationship. And now the book that I'm coming out with in a couple of months, Star in Your Own Life Story, is really applying that same process to whatever personal challenge you have. And every step in the process follows a different aspect of movie making, become a producer, develop your character, listen to your director, edit your film. And that's the basis of my coaching work now. And I really feel that it's true for everybody. Your personal stories, all the experiences you've had in your life serve a purpose. those stories are going to uncover clues that are holding you back, and they're also going to help you uncover clues that will get you moving forward. And when you're able to connect those dots, it's a wonderful thing, because I really feel like I'm stepping into my life's work doing this with people.
Yes.
That's my story.
Yes, and it feels like it to me. There's a real sense as I listen to your story that you are stepping into your own life's work when you connect with people in what you're doing. Now, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Amy O'Brien. If you go over to starinyourownlifestory.com, you can download a free star kit. I was saying to Amy before we went on the air, I don't have mine yet. I need to go get my free star kit. Tons of resources. We can talk a little bit about what's in there after the break. And Amy also has a wonderful blog. There are a lot of resources there. If you are feeling ready to step into the light a little bit, her website is a good place to start, starinyourownlifestory.com. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
In to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today. TheBreakthroughConnection.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
What you are. Baby, I got it. It's Karen, and you're listening to Out of the Fog. My guest on today's show is Amy O'Brien. She is the author of the upcoming book, Star in Your Own Life Story, and you can find out more about Amy and her work at starinyourownlifestory.com. Now, Amy, before the break, we were talking about how your reshaping of your life led you down this path of helping other people reshape their lives in this path of personal transformation. How did you come to use this? It's what you call the three-act structure of film. So maybe you could share, what is that three-act structure?
Sure. Well, most movies, stories follow three acts. And the first act is where you meet the protagonist, the main character of the movie. And you're introduced to whatever her conflict and challenge is. And the whole goal of the movie is to get her from the first act to the third, where she resolves the challenge. And I love using The Wizard of Oz as an example. It's just one of my favorite childhood movies, and most people have seen it a million times, right?
Yeah.
So in the first act of the movie, you meet Dorothy, and her first act challenge is that Toto, her little dog, has been taken away from her. She runs away from home. You know the story. She gets sent back home. She can't get in the storm cellar. She goes in the house, and she gets knocked unconscious by window frame, or the window that dislodges from its frame. And the next thing you know, she wakes up in a dream state. And you see Elmira Gulch, the woman who stole her dog, on a bicycle riding by her window, transform into a witch. So we know she's in a dream state. And according to Freud, all the characters in our dreams are actually outward manifestations of our waking life. And dreams are also very symbolic, as you know. They often contain clues about our daily life, if we really analyze them. So Dorothy's actual challenge is now she's stuck in Oz, and she's trying to find a way back home. And that's a very common theme in a lot of movies. In fact, the Free Report, I have a free report called Seven Strategies for Getting Unstuck, actually lists a few films that have that theme of being stuck. So she's stuck in Oz, and her challenge is how to get back home. And so she has to get through her act two in order to get to her act three. And I use this as an analogy in real life because we all experience personal challenges in our lives. You know, some big, some small. And it's the big challenges that, of course, we have the most challenge with. So, for example, weight loss, being stagnant in your career, being in a relationship that's not working, not having a relationship and wanting one. So we have these big challenges that we're faced with, and all of us want to find that happy resolution. But what happens is we often stay stuck in our first act because we're so busy trying to find the quick fix, you know, the pill, the magic solution, the get-rich-quick scheme, some sort of an oracle or outside source that's going to tell us the answers. And as a coach, my role is kind of to play Glinda, the Good Witch of the North. And what was Glinda's role in that movie but to guide Dorothy? She didn't tell her how to get home. She guided her down her path of the Yellow Brick Road. And I also look at Glinda as symbolic of Dorothy's intuition. Glinda is the wise inner guide. And all of the characters in that movie represent a different aspect of personal transformation. In fact, I've found that movie in particular contains almost a blueprint for personal transformation. And I break down that whole movie in my book. And also, in each of my chapters, there are 10, I break down 10 other films and how they kind of mirror the same transformation. And I have found that every movie that has a powerful transformation of character shows a character that connects the three different elements through their act two transformation. And that's their courage, their heart, and their mind, their tin man, their lion, and their scarecrow.
Hmm.
So when Dorothy meets those characters, those are actually aspects of herself. It's her self-doubt telling her she's afraid she doesn't have any guts, she doesn't think she's smart enough, and she doesn't think she's worthy. And those are usually the inner doubts that all of us have in some shape or fashion. So as a coach, I help people to connect with those three things. What are you afraid of? What negative thoughts are holding you back? And what is in your heart? What do you truly, truly want? And the ruby slippers are a great example of standing in your personal power. A lot of us give that away. And you notice when she first lands in Oz, those slippers are on Elmira Gulch's feet under the house. Her wise intuition takes them off and puts them on her own. And that's how she gets to where she needs to go, by standing in her personal power, her power shoes, And her whole goal, of course, is to get to the Emerald City. And at the Emerald City, she's supposed to meet this wise guy that's going to tell her all the answers. And what, of course, she finds out in the end is he's just a man. And, you know, he's kind of symbolic of that, again, the desire we all have to find that person who's going to give us the answers. And as a coach, I have to make the distinction with my clients. I'm not the wizard. I am the wise guide. Mm-hmm. My goal is to help my clients connect with their own inner wisdom so that they can find their way home to their true professions and their true selves and their creativity and get unblocked and unstuck and really connect with what's in their heart. So that's what the three-act structure of film is all about, and that's how I use it as an analogy in my work.
When you star in your own life, though, that must not mean that you don't have supporting people, because if as the star you are moving with decision, with guidance through that challenge and to the transformation, you must have other people with you. So every star must have supporting characters.
Yeah, in fact, I have a whole step called Find Your Supporting Players. And I use the movie Groundhog Day in that particular step.
We like the same movies.
I love that movie. It's my favorite, one of my favorite comedies. And I sat down and really broke down that film. I mean, most of us look at that movie and what we remember about it is it's become a term. You know, you feel like you're repeating the same day over again. You're stuck in Groundhog Day. We all say that now. But if you really break down that movie and look at it, at the beginning of that movie, Phil Connor is stuck. He's stagnant in his career. That was his original challenge. He wasn't moving up. He was again going to see the groundhog, see its shadow. And he makes a comment, "I'm not that fond of my fellow man." He's very much a hermit and a martyr and isolationist. He doesn't like people. And by the end of the movie, he's discovered that that's what he needed most of all. And he didn't feel worthy of love of a good woman. He was very self-centered. He didn't connect with people. And it's when he did connect with all those people and find his supporting players and be a supporting player that he found a way to wake up to a new day. Mm. So that was my long-winded answer about supporting players. And I think, you know, another aspect of that question is, you know, I do have people, you know, they say star in your own life story. That doesn't mean step into the limelight and, like, be some sort of a movie star. What it means is basically taking center stage in your own life and no longer doubting the things that you want to do or failing to pursue your passions or being ashamed or feeling guilty for wanting to do the things that you're good at. And you think of people like Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, she's a celebrity. What if she become a celebrity at helping people? You look at someone like Mother Teresa. She was an incredible supporting person. But everybody knows who she is. So it's not about becoming famous, but it's about whatever you're gifted at, whether it's being a really fantastic nurse, a wonderful mother, whatever it is, you can be a star as a support person. It's when we become a supporting player in someone else's life and it's at the detriment of our own lives. That's when it's a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're walking on eggshells in order to try to keep somebody happy, or you're in some sort of a codependency situation. Those are the things we want to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. And when it starts to seem, I spoke with someone the other day who was talking about in a relationship that she was in, how careful she had to be, the things that she had to do to be sure that her partner was happy with her.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it isn't good, and it can get into this kind of dynamic where not only are you not the star of your own life, but you're the guy who's holding up the scenery, really.
Yeah, and this basically, instead of having a leading man or a leading lady in your life, a co-star, you have an antagonist.
Hmm.
You know, and I feel like that's often the case in certain relationships and also at work. You know, people who hate their boss. The boss has become the antagonist in their story, or someone who at one point had a wonderful relationship, and that person turns into the antagonist. If you're feeling like you have to do certain things in order to make that person happy, that's not a good way to live.
Right.
That's exhausting.
Right.
I've done that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And maybe we get used to not connecting with our heart's desire,
not connecting with our home, thinking of Dorothy again, we disconnect from that because we think it's our job to make sure everybody else gets what they want.
Right. And, you know, and that's, I would like to say too, like, when you are so self-centered that you are no longer helping people or, you know, nurturing the people you're supposed to nurture and being a great partner to your spouse if you're married, like, if you stop doing those things, that's not starring in your own life story. That's you being an antagonist in theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we can, almost like, I was almost look at it as a scale. You know, on the left you have the movie extra. This is the person who's the backdrop, has no voice, no lines. And then to the right of that, you have the supporting player. So they're the characters that support other people. And then you have the starring role, the lead. And then you have on the right the antagonist. So we want to kind of be in that supporting starring role.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a nice place to hang out.
Absolutely. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Amy O'Brien. And if you head over to her website, starinyourownlifestory.com, you can download, there's a ton of resources there, but you can download your free star kit to get some help maybe in beginning to move forward in your life. Unstick the places where you're stuck. We'll be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. One of the reasons that I love doing this show is we were having a conversation off the air about the music and what goes in the bumpers and how do we do that. And it ended with kind of a three-way sing-along of Brick House with me and Chrissy, who's in the studio, and our guest, Amy O'Brien. That's fun, people. That's about as much fun as you can have for free. So there you go. My guest on today's show is Amy O'Brien. She is the author of the upcoming book, Star in Your Own Life Story, a 10-step guide to overcoming obstacles, achieving your dreams, and becoming your best self. You can find out a lot more about Amy and her work at starinyourownlifestory.com. And people who go there can download the free Star Kit. So what's in my Star Kit, Amy?
In your Star Kit, you'll find a report called 7 Strategies for Getting Unstuck. You'll also find a MP3 one-hour recording of a free class that I gave on New Year's Day called Set the Stage, Lead with Vision. And we go through a guided visualization where you get to meet several different archetypes and really kind of flesh out your goals and what it is that you want to do. And also included in that Star Kit is a link to a questionnaire. It's just a few questions. So if you're interested in a free strategy session with me, all you have to do is fill that out, and I will be in touch with you. We'll schedule an appointment, and you also have a coupon off of a single coaching session worth $200, and that is in the report. So lots of stuff in that Star Kit, lots of good stuff.
When you are working with people as a coach, I know you work with people around self, around career, around relationship. What are some of the common issues that they bring? What things are right for the kind of coaching that you do?
You know, some of my favorite clients have been people who have real creative streaks. I worked with a woman who was a singer. She was not working as a singer, but she was a singer, and she wanted to find a way to fit that into her life. One of my clients was a model, actress, and also a singer. And again, it was somebody who wasn't working in that profession, but who wanted to find a way to put that back in her life. She became a mom, and she had a two-year-old. So as all of us mothers know, it's really difficult to do it all. And I love working with creative people. I also had a songwriter. I think the Star in Your Own Life Story theme really attracts creative people. And so I help people who are basically creatively stagnant, who really want to find a way to express their talents. I help them with that because we creatives, we feel like we need a 36-hour day. There just isn't enough time, it feels like, to do everything we want to do. So I help people like that find structure and really figure out a way to make peace and to reduce anxiety. I draw on my yoga background. I'm a yoga teacher. And really help people to kind of form strategies around that. And I also just have other people who, not necessarily a creativity aspect, but they're stagnant in their careers. They're no longer happy with what they're doing. They really want to figure out a way to move on. I frequently get people who have had changes go on in the workplace that prompted them to seek out a career coach. So I work with people like that. And also, of course, because I wrote a book called Stuck with Miss Strong, I have had clients, too, who are contemplating, you know, is this a relationship for me? I'm not really sure. So it kind of runs the gamut, but I do find that most of my clientele really wants to find a way to pursue their creativity. And I also want to just say, it's my belief that when people don't express themselves, when they have a creative thing that they want to do, whatever it is, that creates problems in the rest of your life. It can create problems in your relationships. It can create problems in your profession, the way you make money. It can also create creative blockages in your physical body. I believe that we are meant to be creative in whatever form that takes for you. It doesn't mean that you can draw or paint. That's a very stereotypical artist perspective. But physically, as human beings, we're here to create. And so I love to help people get unstuck that way.
I feel like from my own, just from the people who I talk to and I work with, that feeling like you're not good enough to create anything shuts that creativity down quicker than anything else. And unlocking it is a tremendous joy.
Absolutely. We are so so conditioned in our culture to believe that if something isn't going to result in a new career or some money-making venture, then we shouldn't bother. I think that is a huge mistake. Go play guitar. Take guitar lessons just because you're going to find joy in that. Who cares if you never play out? There's something about that that is going to give you peace in your life. And I've written about this. All the promotions I ever received in any job I had seemed to come on the heels of me doing something creative outside of work. When I finished that screenplay, it was around the same time that I got a new job. Any time I've done something like that outside of work, it seems like that's when I got the promotion. And so there's something linked. I know a man who, he achieved the top sales quota ever at his company. And on the side, he was a composer. He had a degree from Berklee School of Music. And it was funny because I saw him one day and he almost acted like he was cheating on his job because he'd spent some work time just kind of fiddling with a new song. What people don't realize is when you do that, when you take a break from the work and you do something like that, there's something about that that makes you more productive on the job. It makes you happier. People respond to happy people. They respond to positive attitudes. So if you're a stuck creative, most likely you're not walking around with a big smile on your face. And people feel that energetically. So I just think that passion to create is meant to be expressed. It doesn't matter if you're good at it or not. That's all subjective anyway.
And you wrote a really great blog post, which people can find on the website, about how important it is to not apologize for saying what you want, for having a preference. And that's part of that too, isn't it? Whether or not you have to go to work, you can still say, I would rather be composing, and then make time for that.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I wish workplaces were more supportive of that. Not all places are, but there's a way to do it without people knowing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also
have an article on my...
Yeah, actually, I am. I'm a rebel. That's another dedicated success is don't follow all the rules. You just got to learn how to act. I also wrote an article a while back called Are You a Renaissance Man or Woman? And, you know, you look at somebody historically like Ben Franklin. This is a politician, a writer, an inventor. He wasn't just one thing. Leonardo da Vinci. Is that his name, Leonardo da Vinci? I'm going to say DiCaprio. But anyway, these are people who, they are eclectic. And, you know, I also love working with eclectic people. I'm an eclectic. I'm a yoga teacher. I'm a coach. I'm a writer. I'm a speaker. I love doing all these things. They're all kind of interconnected and related. But there's nothing wrong with that. There's so many messages in our society that beat people down for being slightly different. But I love people like that. I love working with them. It's fun.
Now, as we get down to just the very end of our time together, Amy, what would you say to someone who's listening to this and is saying, yes, I want to change my life. I don't want to be stuck at the challenge. I want to move through that. What's something they could maybe do today to start them on that journey?
Well, I would highly recommend you download the free Star Kit because that has a lot of good stuff in there. So go to starinyourownlifestory.com. It's right there on my homepage on the right-hand side. Also, in that Star Kit, or even on the homepage, toward the bottom, you will see a link to a video. That's my questionnaire. It's just about two or three questions, maybe it's four. And I will gladly give you a free strategy session to talk about what your challenge is and to see if there's a way I can help. Or if you're ready to dive right into something, I do have a on-demand course. So you go to starinyourownlifestory.com and click on course. It's called Rescript Your Life. That's one of those really long sales pages. I don't know. That's what we do in this industry. But basically what that entails, and that's actually what my book that I'm coming out with is based on. I built the video program first. It's 10 videos. Each of them follows the 10 steps to starring in your own life story. So each video is about 15 to 20 minutes. You listen to that. You download the script sheet. That's what I call it. It's essentially a writing exercise that really gets you thinking about your personal challenge and working through each of the steps. And also as a bonus to that program, I include a link to an audio interview that I did with different guest experts related to each step. It comes with a free ebook. That is actually the book that I based my book that I'm publishing on. So I beefed it up a little bit, but there is a downloadable chapter with each of those steps. It amounts to a 270-page book.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot in that program. It's $197. It's all self-paced. You get a video a week with all of the content built into the video, and then after the 10 weeks are over, you have ongoing access to all of them on a single page on the site. It's all on demand. You don't have to be anywhere at a specific time. And that's pretty much it. There's so much in there, too. You have a character assertiveness assessment where you get to basically take a look at where you don't have a voice in your life and where you need to develop that. There's tip sheets. I have an interview with an Enneagram expert. That's one of my favorite assessments. You can take the assessment.
Very cool.
And yeah, there's a lot in that program. And again, it's only $197. It's all self-paced, and you get a lot from that.
Wonderful. Our time has run out. It's run away from us. Amy, thank you so much for being on the show. Would you please come back when the book is out so we can talk some more?
I would love to. Yeah. Yay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That was Amy O'Brien. She is the founder of Star in Your Own Life Story Coaching. Find out more about her and her work at starinyourownlifestory.com. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. When we come back, I'm giving stuff away. We'll be right back after this.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I love that. No, I'm not going to sing Brick House. But I do love what Amy was saying about how even though you can be a star in your own life, you have supporting players around you. And it got me thinking about how we are all connected to each other. Because, you know, if I choose not to take responsibility for my life, for caring for myself, for shifting my old patterns, for responding in love instead of fear, if I don't take responsibility for those things, then it makes it that much harder for the people around me to do that too, right? They might start to feel overwhelmed and resentful if I'm flinging all my energy at them. Here, you handle my drama. Here, you let me unload on you, and I'll walk away feeling better, but you might feel like a truck just ran over you, right? So if I don't take responsibility for all those things, everybody else has to kind of carry my yuck, and they start to get resentful and cranky, and relationships go down the tubes. When I accept responsibility for my life, my path, my patterns, the good ones and the bad ones. When I forgive myself, when I love myself, give myself permission to start over, to make mistakes and then get back on the right track, then not only do I change, but my relationships with the people around me change too. So everything is connected. Now, sometimes when people are trying to attract love into their lives, whether they're maybe looking for a new relationship or want to deepen a relationship that's ongoing, they forget about this concept, about the whole responsibility thing. I've been with my partner for 27 years now, and I know that it is pretty easy to fall into a habit of dumping all your energetic stuff on somebody else and then making what happens or doesn't happen in the relationship the other person's fault. Not that I would ever dump all my stuff on my partner. That's a hypothetical example that I'm using for teaching. Okay, yes, I've done it. Yes, I have done it. When you look at it like a geology term, fault is a fracture. It's a discontinuity. I know that because I looked it up on Wikipedia. When I feel that it's my partner's fault, that something is happening or not happening, what I'm really looking at is a fracture, a discontinuity, a gap, a split between what's desired and what is actually occurring. And since I'm the one assessing the fault, I'm the one perceiving it, it means that I'm standing on one side of that gap. So it's not just my partner. Fault isn't really about the other person. It takes two. There are two of us standing there around that split. When people are looking for lasting love relationships, searching for their soulmate, often they'll call me and say, I don't know what else to do. Am I going to be lonely forever? Stupid universe. It's the universe's fault for not bringing my soulmate to me. And when I hear that, I try to help the person see that we make contracts with our soulmates before we come here. And that a soulmate isn't the one true love for you, but can also be a person who shows up to teach you a lesson, illustrate a principle, draw you more deeply into your spiritual journey. Connecting with soulmates can be wonderful. And it can also be very challenging or even painful. So before you put the universe at fault, noodle on this. You haven't got this far in life without being presented with at least one soulmate. Maybe it wasn't a lasting love, you complete me type of soulmate, but it was someone who challenged you or pushed you or created a conflict that you had to resolve in order to move forward. So if you say it's the universe's fault for not bringing your soulmate in, just understand that you are standing on your side of the gap, the discontinuity, the fracture, the split. If you'd like to start to heal that break, to bridge that gap, to create better alignment in your relationships, a better idea of where you stand and what you can take responsibility for, you might be interested in a little thing that I'm doing on Wednesday night, February 20th, so 2 weeks from tonight. As an intuitive, what I do all day is talk to people, and I talk to them about their relationships with themselves, money, career, and the big one, love. And a lot of us have the same questions. How do I know if someone is the one? Is there a one for me? Several ones? Maybe will I be lonely forever? Is there some big past life or karmic issue that's keeping me from connecting as deeply and as lovingly as I want? I created a live teleclass and called it the Love of Your Life Call. And on Wednesday, the 20th of February, I'm going to make available some compassionate teaching on relationships, on attracting and deepening love. I will answer your questions live, and I will even choose a few people at random to receive fast blast psychic love readings right there on the call. And I want this call to be accessible to as many people as possible. I'm hearing those questions every day. A lot of you have the questions. So I set the tuition at $11.11. That's it, 11:11. Head over to loveofyourlifecall.com if you want to find out more about it and get some details. Now, as you know, I love to give things away. Would you like a chance to win a free spot in the Love of Your Life Call? Well, all righty then. I have a question for you, and you can use your natural intuition to come up with the answer, or you could just, you know, look it up online. What is the color that's traditionally associated with the fourth chakra, the heart chakra? When you know the answer, email me, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com. I will choose someone at random from among the correct answers, and they'll get a free seat in the Love of Your Life Call on Wednesday, February 20th. And I'll email you if you're the lucky winner. And while you're browsing around there at loveofyourlifecall.com, keep a sharp eye out for a special discount on a 15-minute intuitive reading. If you've been wanting to connect with me privately, maybe that will entice you. The discount link is on the homepage at loveofyourlifecall.com. Now, that's all the time we have for today. Please also go to fogcitypsychic.com, click on everything. You can find out more about the Love of Your Life Call, online gallery reading, upcoming radio shows. Oh my gosh, the possibilities are endless. And next week at this time, on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be Stacey Corrigan. She is the author of Manifest Your Man. That is an awesome topic for right before Valentine's Day, right? So next week on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, Stacey Corrigan, author of Manifest Your Man. Thank you so much for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit fogcitypsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to fogcitypsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people
and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect. Make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.